Every day is beautiful when touched by kindness. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, bringing you the thought for today. Now, those of you who are listening at this moment may take this little news announcement. Our webmaster moved from one suite to another. He moved into a new building, into a new location, and in the process, our server went blank. Fortunately, he had made a backup of it to a previous day, and so everything of that was put back on again. But for a few days there, everything we've been putting on is lost. Now, we may take the time to put that back on again, but it was something like 10, 3, 6, 9, 12, 10 or 12 lectures, and each lecture runs, say, 15 to 30 minutes, and that takes a great deal of time, and I doubt that we're going to have the time to do that. So in time, we may get those on, so don't worry about it. Just take everything as it comes and enjoy it, and know that every day is beautiful when touched by kindness. And I'm so happy that our webmaster had been making backups at least as currently as he did. So if you miss something and it doesn't want to come through, don't give up. Just realize that things like that happen in the email and on the internet and places like that. Our topic today, every day is beautiful when touched by kindness, reminds me of the bumper sticker I saw on my niece's bumper. It said something about do random acts of kindness. And it had another phrase too, which was kind of discombobulated and more difficult to say. But the concept of doing random acts of kindness is quite interesting. It's something that we don't do often enough. We think we do it, but we don't. I think that it's so nice. Well, Sylvia was just telling us that concept moved into an organization through the act of one lady who went to a toll booth up at San Francisco, and when she came to the toll booth, she said to the toll booth operator, "Tell the next 10 cars that their tolls are paid for," and then she paid for them. And so the toll booth operator told each of the next 10 customers, "Your toll has been already paid for you." And 10 brightly happy, delighted people who really didn't care for the couple of dollars that the toll was, but the gesture touched their hearts. And then they went out and they started doing random acts of kindness themselves. And it's a lovely thing. But you see, it should be a random act of kindness based upon who we are. And Sylvia also told a story about the little boy who went into the restaurant, I guess it was, and, you know, a cafe, yeah. And as he sat at the counter of the cafe, he said to the waitress, "How much is a hot fudge sundae?" And the waitress said, "It's $3. And then he said, "Well, how much is just ice cream alone?" And the waitress said, $1.50. And he said, "Well, I'll have the ice cream alone then." And the waitress was irritated at him for taking so long to figure it out and counting his change to make sure he had the right amount of money. And when he finally left, she picked up the money he left on the counter. And the money he left on the counter was the amount it would have cost for the hot fudge sundae, but it was the amount that it cost for the ice cream with a tip, a very generous tip. And so the $3 was lying on the counter, which could have bought him the hot fudge sundae. But he chose to give the lady a tip, even though she was sort of discourteous to him. Well, the waitress almost started crying. She was so taken by this that she didn't know what to say or think or do. She thought, "By, I certainly misjudged that boy. I certainly didn't get the image of that boy." Well, now, these little acts of kindness are notable and wonderful. But let's take that little boy who left the tip for the waitress rather than having his favorite hot fudge sundae. What kind of boy is he at home? Is he a gentle, caring boy? Is he a boy who does things before he's asked at home? Does he do things around the house for his mother and father and to make things nice? Is he a good student? Does he pay attention to the teacher? And does he say thank you to the teacher for some help that she gives him? When he's out walking with his friends, does he fall into the trap of doing things that are harmful to other people just because their friends are doing it? Or does he say, "No thanks, I'll see you guys later," you know, and he takes off and goes and does his own thing? He doesn't tell other people how to live their lives. He just doesn't involve himself in it himself. Now, we don't know about that. We don't know about these random acts of kindness that this young man is doing because that's his nature to do it. And we never will know. But we'll never know about the random acts of kindness that go on behind closed doors in houses and business offices and the world around us. We'll never know about that. And the reason we'll never know is because we're not there. And because we also could not judge. We might say, well, that's what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to be orderly and concerned and interested, but not necessarily. It's not that they're supposed to be that. It's that it's their nature. Now, how did the little boy develop the nature of doing his little random acts of kindness, of being a gentle, loving, caring person with his family and his friends and his world? How did he develop that? Did that just come with the package that he's born with? And I say no. I say no. I say quite likely his mother or father was a very gentle, loving, caring person, and he looked at that example, and he thought that's wonderful. Or maybe the kid fell in love with the lady next door, and he wasn't always around his mom, but he was at the lady next door because she was kind to him, and she was caring, and he couldn't do enough for her. He would sweep her sidewalk. He would take care of all things because she was so loving. Now, she was the impact on his life, not his mother. His mother probably contributed too, but we don't know who is the impact on the life of ourselves or others, who teaches us to do random acts of kindness and who teaches us to be gentle and considerate. The world is beautiful when it's touched by kindness. Now, for people living together, they can be very caustic with one another. And yet, with other people, they're very kind. They're very gentle. They're very caring. But with their own family, they are rather backbiting and owl-biting, and it's a shame. Now, why is that so? Why is that so? Well, because in all things, we learn habits. And we have habits in our home. The habit in our home is of saying, "Mother always drops things," you know. And it's interesting. I knew a woman, she had she dropped things at home a great deal. And her family said, "Mom, why don't you get a job someplace and let the cooking to us," you know. And so Mom said, "Good idea." So Mom went out and got a job. And she got a job in a china shop. You know what a china shop is? Where all this delicate glassware and dishes and so on. And she never dropped a thing. Because there she was expected to do things carefully and beautifully, and she never dropped a thing. And yet when she went home, every now and then she'd drop something. Now, she didn't do it on purpose. She did it because it was expected of her. She did it because that was the environment in which she lived. Now, she didn't tell her family where she worked because she didn't want her family to mess it up on her in her mental attitude. But she worked in a china shop, and she never dropped a thing. And everybody in the china shop had great respect for her. Ellen and I were in Coco's. I had been there the day before, and we were not waited on by this young man, but there's a young boy who looked like he was Turkish or Arabic or something like that, and I was sure that he was. And he walked around with the grace and charm of a ballet dancer, not affectatious, you know, but just with smoothness, beautiful. He just was marvelous. And he had a charisma. He didn't say much. You know, he just spoke to people about their meals and so on. But he had a charisma that just shone out. And he had a lust for life. And he had a joy for the movement of himself. And he would just move wonderfully. And he'd just move down, you know, just like he was doing some courteous thing for a person, pouring tea into their glass. And if the person said no, he just pulled up like that and, you know, bowed to them and, that's fine, you know, you have a right to say yes or no. That's and he was just marvelous. But what was he doing? He was being touched. We were being touched by his acts of kindness. Now, we asked one of the other waitresses, we said, who is that charming young man, you know? Where is he from? He looks like he might be from Turkey or something. She said, no, he's Mexican. He's a Mexican boy. And I was telling Ellen, I was looking at the other Mexican boys who were waiting on, that is, who were busboys. And the other Mexican boys who were busboys were sort of head down and, you know, they were, they didn't have pride in themselves. They didn't have belief in themselves. And here this young man, he had all the belief in the world. He just had that class. That's a good word for him. He had class. And I don't know whether anyone ever told him that or will. Probably if I go there again, I will. But the thing is, he just was wonderful. And I told Ellen about it, and Ellen at first thought, you know, how can a person exude such a magic like that? And then she saw him, and she realized he did. It was quite amazing. But that my day, I would go back to that restaurant for him. And he waited on me the first day, and he didn't have anything I wanted. I had to order specially to get some onion soup and the salad. But the thing is, he did his best for me. And I ordered a piece of pecan pie with ice cream on it from him, and he didn't have it. He didn't have it. He says, they didn't bake one today. And so I thought, now how about that? But he was just courteous, you know. He was just courteous beyond imagination. And my day was just beautiful because he had touched it with that kindness. And wherever I went, I sort of emulated that to anybody else where I was. And in any store or any shop that I went into, I was a reflection of his magic. And he was that. Every day is beautiful when touched by kindness. And each one of us can touch our days by kindness, by being ourselves and having fun, by not trying to be something we're not. Now you say, well, perhaps that young man really wasn't as fantastic. He was trying to be something he was not. No, no. He may have trained himself, but he trained himself so well, you'd think it was natural. And that's the art. That's the real art of being a divine human being. Train yourself to be divine so that it appears to be natural. And when we do that, then we have the miracle of life. And every day is beautiful when touched by this kindness that we have trained into ourselves, even though we might not have had it before. So, you have a lovely day and have a happy day. And touch it with kindness wherever you go. I love you. I love you. I love you.